This is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we explore Shirley Horn's album, Here's to Life.
Come, my love, with me across the sea. Return to paradise.
In 1992, the album Here's to Life was released by Grammy Award-winning vocalist and pianist Shirley Horn. Let's get started with a tune originally written for the 1953 film of the same name. This is Return to Paradise.
To paradise. Velvet moon above, evil turns to love. Love evermore. Come, my love, and find your peace of mind. Return to paradise.
The majority of Shirley Horn's previous albums included her rhythm section with various special guests, but Here's to Life was a departure from this format. In addition to her longtime bandmates, bassist Charles Abels and drummer Steve Williams, this album employed strings with lush arrangements by Oscar and Grammy Award-winning composer Johnny Mandel. This was the first time Horn and Mandel had collaborated. And according to an interview, Shirley said she trusted Mandel implicitly the first time she met him. For most of this album, the trio would record first and then send their tracks to Mandel on the West Coast. He would then add his string arrangements. Considered one of the most expressive ballad singers in jazz, Shirley Horn was a masterful storyteller. And we hear this on the song by Mandel, with lyrics by the prolific Marilyn and Alan Bergman. This is Where Do You Start?
Where do you start? How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last that didn't last? With bits of memory scattered here and there, I look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours?
which tapes and dreams belong to you and which are mine. Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwine. So many habits that we'll have to break, and yesterdays we'll have to take apart. One day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start?
Here's to Life, picked as one of the 10 best albums of 1992 by critic Leonard Feather, was the height of Horn's second career. You see, Horn, a Washington, D.C. native, had been out of the spotlight for about 25 years after her first recording career began in 1960, when she released her album Embers and Ashes. Now, this may have gone unnoticed if it hadn't been for Miles Davis. Miles heard the album and invited her to open for him at the famed Village Vanguard in New York City. Miles and Horn stayed close throughout the years, and Miles was featured later on her 1991 release You Won't Forget Me. And then Horn recorded a Grammy-winning tribute album called I Remember Miles in 1998. It was easy to see why Miles and Horn were drawn to each other. They had a similar approach with their use of space and suspense. You can hear this on a tune by Italian composer Bruno Martino with English lyrics by Joel E. Siegel. This is Estate.
Estate. Bathe me in the glow of your caresses. You turn my timid no to eager yeses. Sweep away my sorrow with your sigh. Estate. Oh, how your golden sunlight bends the willow. Blossoms send their perfume to my pillow. Oh, who could know you half as well as I? I always feel you. In every song the morning breeze composes, in all the tender wonder of the roses, each time a setting sun smiles on the sea. Estate. Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that's found its way here? Oh,
Shirley Horn, equally capable as a vocalist and pianist, never sounded like she was actually accompanying herself. She was able to make it sound like two separate people. And this song from the 1929 film Dynamite by Jack King with lyrics by Dorothy Parker will give us a chance to hear Ms. Horn's piano skills shine through. This is How Am I to Know?
Happiness. Oh, how am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay here? It's really love that's found its way here. Oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me then? I dare not guess at this strange happiness.
Here's to Life was recorded when Shirley Horn was 57 years old, and her wisdom is evident on each track. Here's to Life seems to have a thread running through that is not only about the ups and downs of life, but also survival. Horn acknowledges life's difficulties, but demands that life must go on, and urges the listener to remain resilient despite tough times. And the lyrics were always so important to Shirley Horn. She once said, "I want to tell the story. I want you to see what I see. I want you to feel what I feel." Horn does all of that on this George and Ira Gershwin tune, written for the 1933 musical, Pardon My English. Here is Isn't It a Pity?
It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before. Here we are at last. It's like a dream. Two of us, a perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never Imagine all the years we've wasted. I with the neighbors, you at silly labors. What joys untasted. My nights were sour, spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past. Let's both agree. Isn't it a pity we never, never met before? No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets.
Here's to Life. The title track of this album was composed by Artie Butler after watching an interview with George Burns on the Johnny Carson Show. Now, Burns was in his 80s at the time, and he mentioned that he thought the second half of his life was going to be even better than the first. The optimism inspired Butler, and he went directly to the piano and composed the song and a few lines of the lyric. The lyrics were soon finished by Phyllis Molinari, and it was only then that Butler realized he'd written this for his father, who was in the latter stages of his life.
I'm hungry still to see what's down another road.
Unlike most of the other songs on the album, Here's to Life was recorded with horn and the orchestra in the studio at the same time. Artie Butler recalls being brought to tears as he finally heard the string arrangements with Horn's breathtaking vocals at the recording session. He also remembered the 50-member orchestra crying as they listened to the playback. Because of Horn's delivery and her gift of getting to the depth of the lyrics, Here's to Life has also become a modern-day standard and has been covered by the likes of Glenn Frey, Barbara Streisand, and Eartha Kitt. Here is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful performances ever recorded. This is Here's to Life.
To dreamers and their dreams. Funny how the time just flies, how love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes. And leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life. Every joy it brings. Here's to life. For dreamers and on their dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and all that's good get better. Here's to life. Here's to love. Here's to you.
We lost Shirley Horn in 2005, but Here's to Life remains her best-known recording. She once said, "Remember me with love and remember my music. Try to remember all those pictures I've tried to paint." I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.